This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, ask parents to give advice on things that you should never force your child to do.
All right. I don't like the word force anyway.
Yeah?
I don't know. I'm sure there's some things I guess you need to force them to do. Maybe if you call it that, but it's a bad choice of words.
Like sit down, you're not moving until you finish those peas.
Okay.
That would, like your mom did that to you.
Is that forcing? Because, I mean, they still may not eat their peas. Are you going to shove them in their mouth?
Anyway, here's just some of the things they say you should never force your child to do. Like eat when they say they're not hungry.
I agree.
Clean your plate. Now, we know doctors say they need 3 square meals a day and 5 smaller meals plus some snacks, but really, every kid is different. They say don't force your child to eat when he or she isn't hungry, or the consequences should mean or might mean a longer-term food disorder. Mm. Like, kind of like Tom. The reason why he cleans his plate today is because his mom and dad said, you better clean your plate. And now, look at the way he eats.
Yeah, constantly.
You just made that up.
But don't you stand? I can't stand if I'm in a restaurant and I see a table next to me and they get up to leave and half their food is still on their plate.
Okay.
It drives me crazy. And
really?
I think it's because when I was little, I had to clean my plate. I always get a to-go box.
But think
if
about
I don't
it,
finish my food.
It's like you don't care really how those people live their lives, do you?
It bothers me they're wasting food. I mean, that's a good leftover meal right there next to the table. Right.
Does it make you feel better to see me because I put mine in a box and I take it home and leave it in the fridge till it goes bad and throw it away?
I think bad of you, too.
Well, there's some people who don't like leftovers. I like them.
I think bad of those people.
Well, no, okay. Don't judge, Kato. Here's what they say, too. Like, you know, if a kid's, like, doesn't want to eat what mommy made or daddy made and everybody's eating it in the family, you're like, okay, you don't want to eat that. That's fine, but no snacks later. And then they come to you for a snack later. And you're like, you know what? I'll tell you what I'll do, Jimmy. You didn't want to eat what mommy made earlier. So what we're going to do for you is make a big breakfast tomorrow, and you're going to eat that breakfast up.
I don't do that.
No, and you're going to give them that treat that night?
No, you don't give them any treats.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I don't do
just
that. I don't need my kids going to bed hungry so that they have a hard time falling asleep and they're tired at school the next
day. You do that one time, and they will be they won't be tired.
Yeah, that sounds good on paper until you find that stubborn kid that'll do it 10 times or 100 times. I don't do it that way.
Love and logic. Experts say to do it that way, so check them out online.
Experts don't know squat.
Okay. And they say go on a diet. Don't force your kid to go on a diet. And we know there's kids out there who need to lose weight, but they say you should never put your child on a diet. And you control what the kid eats.
Exactly.
So if you buy smarter foods at home and stock up your refrigerator with fruits and vegetables and stuff instead of your cabinets with Ho-Hos and Twinkies.
But that is a diet. I think you should put them on a diet, and what you described is putting them on a diet of healthy foods.
But you control that diet.
I was saying you don't tell them it's a diet.
Yeah.
You feed them what you're eating. You don't tell them they're really on a diet. They're just eating healthier.
So you do put them on a diet, you just don't tell them
it's a diet. That's how I look
at it. Exactly. Because I think they'll need to be on a diet all the time.
You just keep healthy food in the
house. Okay. Things you should never force your child to do is be someone they're not. If your kid's kind of shy, embrace his or her shyness. And you want to help them as much as you can, but don't force them to be an outgoing socialite just because that's not their personality.
Was that kind of like when Tom's dad told Tom to go and punch that bully in the face? Go stand up to that bully, right? And what happened?
No.
I don't think so.
I think it's but I agree with you on this one, Hawk.
I mean, a shy kid being, you know, being told to don't be so shy and helping him through it
right.
is like Tom's dad was helping
Let's
you.
Let's just move on, honey.
That's not it at all. I will say,
oh,
I agree
my
with
God.
That,
I'm trying to make an analogy here.
I think that if a kid is that shy kid and you try to, or if they're afraid, for example, if they're scared of something, you don't want to make them do something that they're afraid of.
Like go punch the bully in the face.
On another note, do you force your kids to give hugs? Like the people, like yeah. some people force, like, you know, make sure you give Aunt Edna a hug or Uncle Jim a hug.
Well, we tell them to, but I've never had to force them. They usually do it.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, is that a good thing to practice, like, you know, or give that stranger a hug that you just made?
I don't think it makes a difference.
But not strangers. You don't want to force them.
Not strangers, no. Yeah.
Well,
no.
We do. We go in Walmart. I'll be like, go hug that old person. What the heck, man?
We just got to get some practice in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.